From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajjah province Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say at least 20 people were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video shown by pro-Houthi Yemeni media showed part of the rudimentary two-story Abs hospital complex on fire and a number of bodies lying in the courtyard of the facility. Hilal Sufi, deputy governor of Hejri province, said it was the only working hospital in the area and that it served four or five other adjacent regions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been reelected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote. Day 10 of the Olympic Summer Games in Rio is underway with 17 gold medals at stake. Monday's competition includes men's gymnastics medals being awarded for rings and vault. On the track, athletes will run for gold in the women's 400 meters and the 3,000-meter steeplechase, as well as the men's 800 meters. Three Hong Kong student activists received sentences Monday for their roles in leading the pro-democracy Umbrella Revolution street demonstrations in 2014. Joshua Wong and Nathan Law were convicted last month for taking part in an unlawful assembly. They were sentenced to several hours of community service. Alex Chow, who was found guilty of inciting others to join an unlawful assembly, received a three-week prison sentence. That sentence will be suspended for a year because Chow will be studying in Great Britain. This is VOA News.